You are listening to the readings from the Thanksgiving and Communion service on Sunday, October 11th, 2020, at the Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
This is our first Thanksgiving service where we are not in our little chapel, but let us give thanks anyway. Live your life so that the fear of death can never enter your heart.
When you arise in the morning, give thanks for the morning light.
Give thanks for your life and strength.
Give thanks for your food and for the joy of living.
If perchance you see no reason for giving thanks, rest assured, the fault is in yourself. Give thanks to God, for God is good.
God's steadfast love endures forever.
Give thanks to God and call upon God's name.
Make known God's deeds among the peoples.
God blesses us with gifts of love,
with food and clothing, home and family.
God blesses us with daily work
and all we need from day to day.
God protects us in times of danger
and guards us from every evil.
We are called to be in relationship with God
and to form ourselves into one holy people, the Church of Jesus Christ.
Therefore, we offer our thanks and praise to our God.
O Yahweh, our God, we will give thanks to you forever.
I thank you, God, that I've lived in this great world and have known its many joys.
The song of birds, the strong, sweet scent of hay, and cooling breezes in the secret dusk.
The flaming sunsets at the close of day, hills, and the lonely forest-covered mountains.
Music at night and moonlight on the sea, the beat of the waves upon the rocky shore, and wild white spray flung high in ecstasy.
The faithful eyes of dogs and treasured books, the love of kin and fellowship of friends, and all that makes life dear and beautiful.
Because of these and other blessings poured unasked upon my wondering head, because I know that there is yet to come an even richer and more glorious life, and most of all, because your only son once sacrificed life's loveliness for us, I thank you, God, that I have lived.
In the fading of the summer sun, the shortening of days, cooling breeze, swallows' flight, and moonlight rays, we see the Creator's hand. In the browning of leaves, once green, morning mists, autumn chill, fruit that falls, frost that first kiss, we see the Creator's hand. Creator God, forgive our moments of ingratitude, the spiritual blindness that prevents us from appreciating the wonder that is this world and death and rebirth. Forgive us for taking without giving, reaping without sowing. Open our eyes to see, our lips to praise, our hands to share, and may our tread lightly on the road.
The cycles of seasons and farming, We see signs of summer's passing in golden leaves, shortening days, misty mornings, autumn's glow. We sense its passing in rain that dampens, winds that chill, harvest's bounty placed on show. Creator God, who brings forth both green shoot and hoarfrost, sunrise and sunset, we bring our thanks for seeds that have grown, harvests gathered, storehouses filled, mouths fed. And as your good earth rests through winter's cold embrace, we look forward to its reawakening when kissed by spring's first trace.
Let us give thanks to God for all the gifts so freely given to us, for the beauty and wonder of creation in earth and sky and sea.
We thank you, Lord.
For all that is gracious in the lives of men and women, revealing the image of Christ.
We thank you, Lord.
For minds to think and hearts to love and hands to serve.
We thank you, Lord.
For the promise of harvest contained within a seed, for the oak tree within an acorn, the bread within a grain, the apple within a pip, the mystery of nature's gift wrapped for us to sow.
We thank you, Lord.
For health and strength to work and leisure to rest, read, or be refreshed through recreation.
We thank you, Lord.
For the brave and courageous who are patient in suffering and faithful in adversity.
We thank you, Lord.
For those who seek after truth, liberty, and justice.
We thank you, Lord.
For the communion of saints in all times and places.
We thank you, Lord.
Above all, we give thanks for the great mercies and promises given to us in Christ Jesus our Lord.
To him be praise and glory. With you, O God, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Giving thanks for people in their autumn years. The church is full of people in the autumn of their years. Some have led colorful lives, leaves bronzed and golden, through exposure to the elements, their appearance the center of attention. Others have been exposed to more extreme conditions, branches bowed and scarred. Some go unnoticed, yet stand tall and steadfast against wind and rain. All have a story to tell. All can offer support and shelter for saplings which grow beneath their leafy canopy.
A prayer of blessing. Bless those who are peacemakers, from all creeds and cultures, all who bring no other agenda than to see neighbor and stranger live together as one community.
Bless the peacemakers, strengthen and bless them. Bless those who are comforters, shoulders to cry upon, a willing ear to listen, a present help in times of despair and hopelessness.
Bless the comforters, strengthen and bless them. Bless those who are healers of physical injury and deeper hurts, whose touch brings relief from trauma and pain, who bring compassion. Bless the healers, strengthen and bless them.
I will bless Yahweh at all times, whose praise shall ever be on my lips. My soul will glory in Yahweh. Let the humble hear and rejoice.
Glorify Yahweh with me, and let us praise God's name together. I sought Yahweh, who answered me, and delivered me from all my fears.
Look at Yahweh and be filled with light, and you will never be humiliated. Yahweh heard the cry of the poor and saved them out of all their troubles.
The angel of the Yahweh is encamped around those who revere God, that they may be delivered. Taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed are those who take refuge in Yahweh.
Oh, revere Yahweh, you saints. Those who revere Yahweh lack for nothing. The rich may grow poor and suffer hunger, but they who seek Yahweh lack nothing good.
God, when I have food, help me to remember the hungry. When I have work, help me to remember the jobless. When I have a home, help me to remember those who have no home at all. When I am without pain, help me to remember those who suffer. And remembering, help me to destroy my complacency, bestir my compassion.
And be concerned enough to help, by word and deed, those who cry out for what we take for granted. Amen.
We give thanks, O God, for every blessing in life, for the gifts of the past and our memories of all that has been good, for the times of well-being and security, times when we have been held in the love and shelter of family and friends, for moments of happiness and generosity, when food and drink and human company have been shared and delighted in. And as we remember these things with gratitude, we pray for people everywhere who are in the midst of what will be remembered not as good, but as testing times, painful or empty or terrifying. For people who are experiencing what they have most feared or dreaded, the loss of a loved one, the ending of a relationship, the discovery of illness, and for those who know no safe place, who are troubled within themselves or frightened by hostilities around them. With men and women throughout the world, we pray for your safeguarding and deliverance, O God, of innocent ones and those unjustly wronged, for all who are afflicted and struggle today. We ask your loving comfort.
Thanksgiving. God is with you.
God is also with you.
It is good to be joyful as we give thanks to you, Holy God. You created us in your image and gave us life with your breath. Your love does not falter, even when we neglect that love. You liberated us from our bondage, and you continue to ease our burden. We worship you. Your Spirit makes us one with Christ and one with each other. It binds, blends, and multiplies us as we minister to the world, as one beloved community of faith, singing your praises on earth until we can join the feast at the divine table in perfect harmony. Blessed are you, O God. You made bread to strengthen us. You set aside this bread as a sign of your Son's broken body. In partaking of it, may we participate in the reconciliation of Christ.
May Christ's body be the bread of our souls, to give us strength to continue our pilgrimage, being made worthy to sit with all the redeemed at the marriage feast of the Lamb.
Blessed are you, O God. You made the vine to strengthen us. You set aside this cup as a sign of your Son's shed blood. In drinking the cup, may we signal our eagerness to participate in the kingdom of Christ.
May Christ make us strong to drink the cup of suffering without complaint, for Jesus' sake, in the hope that we shall drink new wine in your kingdom. This is a time for sharing things for which we are thankful, as well as sharing concerns. We'll blend the two into one. Well, thank you to everybody, and thanks to all who participated. It was a wonderful lineup of many voices leading us in our worship, giving thanks. This was a very meaningful time for all of us. Please join us in the closing prayer.
Make my body healthy and agile, my mind sharp and clear, my heart joyful and contented, my soul faithful and loving.
Above all, let me live in your presence, for with you all fear is banished, and there is only harmony and peace.
Let every day combine the beauty of spring, the brightness of summer, the abundance of autumn, and the repose of winter.
And at the end of my life on earth, grant that I may come to see and know you in the fullness of your glory. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore. Amen.